Chapter 26 Faith. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. As we come to this last, and in my opinion, the most important chapter, my prayer is that you will see some hope in all my faith struggles, and you will find peace about your struggles. Do I consider myself to be unfaithful? No. Do I struggle with my faith? Absolutely. It is far from perfect. I do pray through all these struggles, my faith will continue to be strengthened. At the ends of my days on this earth, I want to be able to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. This does not imply that every day my faith has been as strong as the last day, but it does say, I stayed in the fight. For me, as a marathoner, it's an image of a race. Any race will do, but for me, it's a marathon. In the chapter on encouragement, I talked about the hardest part of running a marathon is the training. In that training, there are lots of ups and downs. As you're training and then finally running the race, sometimes endorphins kick in and it feels amazing. Then you hit the wall and you feel terrible. That is when you wonder why you ever decided to do this at all. I remember calling my husband asking to be picked up at the 18-mile mark one day during training. I was totally wiped out. Sometimes you have a breakthrough, or maybe you do not have one, and you just keep slugging through. Sometimes you stumble, other times you fall flat on your face and get some road rash. Sometimes being out there running is blissful, other times it is just plain painful. Finally, you near the finish line. At first, it is just what appears to be a mirage in the distance. Your spirits are lifted, and you may even pick up your pace a bit. Then finishing becomes more real as you get closer. My faith walk has been much like that. I am still running the race, but I am getting closer to the finish line. Some days I am full of faith with nary a doubt, and other days it is just not as easy. Developing my faith has been a continual process with starts and stops. I started with the faith of a child, lost that faith for many years, and then have gradually built it back up. The most amazing thing is that God stuck with me. Even though I left Him, the God of my childhood never abandoned me. As I said in the chapter on grace, He not only stuck with me, but He pursued me. I have had times when I feel really close to the Lord, those I would call my faith highs or my mountaintop experiences. Then there are the times when I wonder if He's even listening. Humans are designed to go, share, and tell. To relate to others, we must experience both the highs and the lows. There are all sorts of stumbling blocks to our faith. To get a broader perspective on those, I asked the members of the Facebook group for this book what were some of the stumbling blocks in their faith. Their answers were varied, but I'm certain that you will resonate with some of them. In no particular order, they are worry, knowing and clarifying God's plan, death and sickness in young people, trusting, letting go and letting God, discouragement, staying focused on God, listening to God, Christians judging, and Christians not being role models for their faith. These are some of the things with which we all struggle in our faith. So, just what then is faith? There are lots of definitions, but I think the best comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. This is a whole chapter on faith and also gives a clear definition of faith, which can be found in the first verse of that chapter. I really like today's English version. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. In that chapter, it extols the many saints who have shown great faith throughout the years. That is all well and good, but sometimes we need a modern person or modern persons of great faith. I would love to share with you a story in modern times. The story is about Brother Yun and his wife Dai Ling. Yun was born in 1958 to a poor family in China. At the age of 16, he became a believer in Christ after a miracle healing of his father from cancer. Dai Ling, also from an extremely poor family, became a follower of Christ at 18 after being healed of hemophilia. Yun was instrumental leading the house church movement in China, and De Ling was right by his side, but not always physically. Married only a short time, Yun became a fugitive because of his preaching the gospel. He was imprisoned many times under wretched conditions, beaten, tortured, crippled, and healed. He even endured a 74-day fast while in prison. Through his many trials and all these numerous imprisonments, he never wavered in his attempts to bring the good news to everyone with whom he came in contact. Since Yun was in prison a lot, De Ling was left as a single parent for much of their children's growing years. At one point, when they were both imprisoned at the same time, their two children had to be cared for by a Christian family. She stood steadfast in her support of Yun's ministry and in her faith. Their story is truly remarkable and a testimony to their tremendous faith. The last time he was imprisoned in China, his legs were badly smashed and he was crippled from a beating. Even though he could not walk and was behind three iron doors with six armed guards, he believed God when God told him three times that he was to try to escape. Can you imagine that? Yun says, "I have learned that when the Lord tells us to do something, there is no time for discussion, regardless of the situation we face. When we are sure that God has told us to act, as I was on this occasion, blind obedience was called for. Not to obey God implies that we are wiser than Him, that we know better how to run our lives than He does." Despite all odds, he escaped and regained full use of his legs. Currently, they are exiled in Germany. Because he escaped from prison, he can never return to China. His book, The Heavenly Man, is a testimony of a man and woman with tremendous faith. As I read through that book, I was constantly amazed by their faith. It made me realize how far I have to go in my faith walk. We visited China a few years ago, and I was amazed by the Great Wall. Begun in the early 700s and added to many times, this wall was built to protect borders. Parts of the wall still stand after all those centuries. How like our faith this is. Practices have changed, but the basic tenets remain the same. The faith of Christian believers has stood the test of time for the past 2,000 years. What can you and I do to strengthen our faith? I hope this book has given you some thoughts to ponder. As I have written it, I have realized places where I still need to strengthen my faith. Again, that is why this book was written and called An Upward Climb Toward Faith. It is not just an easy walk, but an arduous climb taken one step at a time. We have each been given many talents by our Creator. How are we using those talents? In the parable of the talents, as told in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us of three servants entrusted with the master's money. The first was given 5 bags of gold, and he wisely doubled it. The second was given 2 bags of gold, and he also doubled it. The third just buried the 1 bag that he was given. To both men who doubled the money, the master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The third man was banished and told to give up what he had, buried and hidden away. Unlike the third man, we need to utilize the talents we have been given. This is a phrase that we all want to hear from God. "Well done, good and faithful servant." That comes from Matthew 25:23. How will you finish your race? It is time to get on with it, because we never know when our race will end, and we will cross that final finish line. Is there something God is calling you to do? It is different for each of us, but only you can do what God has called you to do. You might be the only one who can do whatever God is asking you to do. What if you do not do it and it never gets done? Ask what He wants you to do. Do not be fearful. Who knows? You might even end up writing a book. Respond to that call today, and may He bless you richly in your endeavors. I pray this book has been a blessing to you. Writing it has been a great blessing to me. And finally, I want to leave you with this ancient blessing from the book of Numbers. The blessing says, May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. That ancient blessing comes from Numbers 6, 24, and 26. Now it is your turn to go and be a blessing to someone else. The end.